welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week's quick tip comes from some guy named Paul Wilson. I think he might have a podcast out there called Karate Tea, Karate Cappuccino, or something like that. Oh, wait, it's called Karate Cafe. Yeah, that's it, Karate Cafe. Now, back in episode 88, I covered cues at the register counter and how you should leave some space there when people are in front of you. This week's quick tip is similar in premise, but applies to cues outside of a business, like at ATM machines and these new DVD rental kiosks that are starting to become popular. So Paul writes, "In Dallas-Fort Worth, all the Walgreens pharmacies and many 7-Eleven convenience stores have sprouted these Redbox DVD rental kiosks. We've got one down the street at our Walgreens, and I just recently noticed something that I thought I'd share. We live in a nice neighborhood, but border on a not-so-nice area. There are often panhandlers and such that hang out in front of the pharmacy, and the area also has its share of gang and drug activity. There's often a line at the kiosk waiting to rent or return DVDs. The kiosk is accessible from outside the store, so people are standing there or waiting in their cars to do their DVD-related business. The panhandlers and unsavory types are nowhere to be seen on that side of the store as a result. I began to notice some pluses and minuses of this gathering of people. Now I always park on that side of the store. Not only is it the street side, but the steady flow of people waiting there to get DVDs ensures plenty of witnesses to observe or deter a physical encounter. The other side of the store is part of the strip mall that is out of sight off the main road, and the storefronts there are all closed after 6 p.m., so there would be no traffic or passerby deterrence or assistance if something happened. The downside of the number of people queued up sometimes forces you to walk a gauntlet of people to get to the door. You can either move through the crowd or go around them by walking between vehicles, which could provide an opportunity to be accosted from or pulled into a waiting vehicle. As stated, this side of the street faces the main street that heads towards the interstates in either direction. I state this because many times there are people out there with children or letting them return discs by themselves. Many folks in the wintertime sat in the car and waited with the engine running. Sometimes I witness people hop out of the car to return the DVDs and left the car engine running with the kids inside. It takes sometimes over a minute to return one disc, and longer if you have multiple DVDs. Enough time for a carjacker to hop in and tear out of there. The amount of time it takes to browse and rent or return the DVD leaves you exposed. Granted, if there are many people waiting, it's not so bad. To rent chosen or reserved DVDs, you have to use a credit card, leaving with your back to the world and your wallet out. You can go to their website and reserve discs from your chosen kiosk location, which saves you time standing there. There have also been instances of card theft by thieves placing a separate scanner on the kiosk, so look carefully for tampering before using. If you have these kiosks in your neck of the woods, take some time to evaluate them. You know, Paul brings up some really good points on what these cues outside of businesses mean in terms of personal safety, both good and bad. I'll share an experience of mine with a coworker from a few years back. And when I say a few years back, I mean the dark ages. Back in the day, I was the assistant manager at an Egghead software retail store. Part of the morning procedure for the store I worked in was to take the previous night's cash and checks to the bank, deposit the money, and get the starting change for the day. This was done by the manager or assistant manager. Well, the manager of the store I was taking over for had been robbed at the bank I was asked to take the money to. Here's what happened. Just before the bank opened, all of the retailers that used that particular bank would queue up outside the door. You could see all of the locked cash bags in their hands, and there were 10 to 15 people in the queue just before opening on any particular day. Well, one crook eventually noticed and showed up one morning just before opening and robbed everyone in the line. The Egghead manager was in the queue outside the bank when he did it. From the Egghead bag alone, there were hundreds of dollars in cash and a few thousand dollars in checks. After that, she would sit in her car and wait till the bank actually opened before she would walk inside. About a month later, from inside her car, she witnessed someone else come through and do the exact same thing to another 10 to 15 people waiting outside the bank. When it became my responsibility to deposit the daily earnings, I said, screw this noise, and petitioned the corporate office to let me deposit the money at a different branch and a different time. Even to my young brain, I think I was 20 years old at the time, I thought it was just plain stupid that they kept using the same bank after two robberies. The corporate office approved the switch without hesitation, and I never had any trouble. So one moral of that story is not to be a sheep and to queue up with everyone else and let some wolf come in and eat you. Just because everyone else is doing it does not make it smart or safe. The other moral is that the numbers do not necessarily make it safer. Sometimes it just makes it more profitable for the crooks. More victims usually means more return for them. The last lesson is that if you see something stupid and dangerous, say something. Chances are someone will agree with you, and you can help make it safer. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddicts.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
Tom Gilmore lives on a farm. There's a storm on the way, so he's boarding up the windows of his house.
Haley Williams lives in an apartment. It's a beautiful day. She's making her usual monthly donation to the American Red Cross.
Tom doesn't know a tornado will leave his family with no place to go.
Haley doesn't know her gift will help give Tom's family shelter.
When you support the Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn about life-changing opportunities in your area.
Practical Offense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.